And always good to hear good news regarding COVID. And now you heard about the Merck coming up with a pill to treat COVID-19. The breaking news this morning is that they have asked regulators to authorize its pill to treat COVID-19. It's all part of the process. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne says this could be a game changer in the fight against COVID. Marie?
Paul, this would be the first treatment for mild to moderate cases of COVID-19. It's a treatment. The first must be cleared by the Food and Drug Administration, and that decision could be coming in a matter of just a few weeks. It would be an easy-to-use pill. Up until now, all COVID treatments required an IV or an injection. The company reported earlier this month that the pill cut hospitalizations and deaths by half among the patients with early symptoms of COVID-19. These results were so good that the medical experts monitoring the trial recommended they stop it early and go right to the FDA for approval. Now, the FDA will scrutinize the company data on the effectiveness of the drug, which is called molnupiravir, before making a decision. The drug works by inhibiting the replication of the virus inside the body. And unlike remdesivir, Merck's drug can be taken by mouth. Several other companies, including Pfizer, Roche, are studying similar drugs, and they're expected to report results in the next few weeks. AstraZeneca is also seeking FDA authorization for a long-acting antibody drug intended to provide months of protection for patients who have immune system disorders that could not adequately respond to a vaccination. And Paul, eventually some experts predict that various COVID-19 therapies will be prescribed in combination to better protect against the worst side effects of the virus.
You know, from the very beginning, I thought if there was a choice between a vaccine or a pill that could cure or treat the pandemic, the COVID-19, I thought the pill to treat would be the one. If you had to choose one or the other, my thoughts were, because it's hard to get a vaccine for a lot of people, they just don't believe in the whole thing. Then they get it. Then they start to believe in the medical science that they didn't believe. And the point is, those people who didn't get the shot could be given the pill now. I didn't think about this, though. Now that there is a pill potentially available, maybe even more people won't get the vaccine, which is unfortunate and wrong, given that this is not a cure. But what this is an opportunity to save maybe 50% of the people who get COVID-19, keep them from having to go to the hospital. You're still going to be sick, but you won't be sick enough to go to the hospital, and that's about a 50-50 proposition. So it's, you know, with everything, as you say, Marie, it's probably going to be a combination of things that we end up with.
Right. And again, as you said, this is a treatment. This is not like the vaccine that prevents the disease in most cases. This is something that will treat it. And one thing that hasn't been answered in terms of this treatment is that it is noted now 18 months into this, or almost 2 years into this pandemic, that people who've had COVID often end up with physical problems. We hear about the long haulers. We've heard impacts on hearts and blood pressure and other problems that people have after encountering COVID.
Even so, embolisms.
Right. So if you're still getting COVID, okay, so you take the pill and your symptoms are relieved and you feel better, you don't have to go to the hospital. But what about those long-term effects of COVID-19? So this does not address that. So there's still more to be talked about and researched here on this. But it is definitely good news to know that you could, you know, let's say you have a breakthrough case of COVID and you're moderately sick, you could take this and feel better. Supposedly. We'll see in a few weeks if they get FDA approval.
Now, everything COVID-related has been rushed. Everything COVID-related has been dealt with a sense of urgency. With that rushing and that urgency, what would be a best guess, Marie, as to when this COVID treatment drug would be available?
Well, they're saying that it could be a matter of weeks for this FDA to get the approval. In fact, as I said in the story, they stopped the study early because they had such great results. So they just said, look, we've got great results here. Let's go right to the FDA, try to get this approved so that we can get it on the market as soon as possible. So we're talking a matter of a few weeks by the end of the year, early next year.
According to the New York Times, a 5-day course of the medication will cost the federal government about $700 per patient, a third of the current cost of this monoclonal antibodies. So we have to again say vaccinations remain the best form of protection against the virus. It looks as if all of us are going to need boosters. Not unusual. We do that with flu shots every year. I don't know why people react differently about this one. Heck, I don't know why people react. Think back. Our parents stood in line to get us the flu shot. No, our parents stood in line to get us the polio vaccine. Remember the polio vaccine? I think it was Sabin and Salk that kind of had a fight as to which one was better. One used live germs, one used dead germs, whatever. Remember being in school, Marie, mm-hmm. and taking a sugar cube?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Although,
You know what we did? Mm. You know what we did then? We wiped out polio.
Yes.
Because everyone said, oh, we better do that. Polio's bad. Let's stand in line with our kids and make sure they get protected from polio. And we basically wiped out polio.
Mm-hmm. I have read that there was some pushback to some of these vaccines as they've come out through history, that there's always been a group of people who've, you know, pushed back on vaccines. But this particular time, I think we've never seen in history this kind of pushback.
No, because two reasons, social media and politicians who should be made as a rule to take a pledge, raise your right hand and swear that you will never again get involved in medical advice or take a stand on medical advice, period. That goes for the Democrats who used it as something to blame Trump. And then it goes for the Republicans who overreacted and wanted to prove it wasn't a big deal. So time was lost in getting people treated. And we still have people reacting to the politics, not wanting to get a vaccine, not wanting to wear a mask, whatever the excuse is. We should let the medical community, the doctors, and I don't mean Fauci, the showbiz doctors, I mean your personal physician, guide us at a time like this. And from this point on, there should be a pledge taken by politicians that they understand they don't know what the hell they're talking about a lot of things, but certainly about medicine. And I think we'd be a better place for that, Marie. What do you think?
I have to agree, but I think a lot of people on, it's funny, on Facebook or on all social media when you read people making pronouncements like they're experts, and you just have to really, you know, use some common sense when you read that stuff and hear that stuff.
Well put. Common sense, which we've been told by Mitch Albom and others, isn't so common anymore. It is 744 at 760 WJR.